105 CJVR. We're with Chris from the Washboard Union. Hey, Chris.
How you doing, man?
I'm good. How are you?
It's nice to hear your voice.
I was talking off the air with you. Boy, we visit quite a bit over the last little while, haven't we?
Lucky me, man. That's great. It's nice to hear you're doing well.
Cool. You're doing well as well, I'm assuming?
I am, yeah. We've been writing like crazy, and we've been recording, and we've been doing live streams up here from the mountains, and it's been a blast. So, you know, we're trying to stay positive in what's become an increased lockdown in BC, but we're finding music has been the most helpful way for us to get through it.
So the lockdown has slowed you down in some ways, but in other ways it really hasn't. Is that right?
Yeah, well, I think you got to find ways to stay creative, mm-hmm. and you got to find ways to stay, you know, connected with people who love your music. And so I think we've really pushed as a band to try and do that and not just become complacent. You know, there's a huge gap in your life when you don't have music and you're a songwriter or a musician. And that's the one thing that you really feel like you need to feed your soul. And we've really tried to make sure that that part doesn't get affected during what all of us are going through.
Cool, cool. You've got a real neat Mother's Day thing, I guess, coming up here in a second. We'll talk about that in just a second. But I do want to hit on this new song here. It's called Never Run Out of Road. Tell me about that song.
Yeah, man, this was such a fun song for us to write. There's just that sentiment in this song of, you know, we can't all be together all the time, but you wish nothing but the best for someone who heads off into the world, whether they're one of your kids who's leaving off to college or something like that, or a friend you're not going to see for a while. But there's a sense of wonder captured in this song that I feel really proud of and excited about. There's a line in the song that says, "May you light up the night under bright neon skies, see wide open spaces with stars in your eyes. Keep trouble in your rear view and find sunsets wherever you go." And I think that's a wish you'd give to anybody you love in your life. So I'm glad that we kind of captured that in this tune.
Right. And something real cool, David's on lead vocals, is that right?
He is. Nice. Yeah, absolutely. David's stepping out.
Kind of neat to have him out there, I guess.
We told him if he was going to be up front, he had to shave, but he said, forget it.
Oh, no, don't do that. That's part of Washboard, right?
You have a job.
That's right. Of course, it's off the album Everbound. Is that right?
That's right. Yeah.
And so where did the name for Everbound come from? Did I ever ask you this question? I don't think I did.
No, you know, it's a great question. Everbound's an interesting title. So when we were going through this record and the songs that we decided to put on it, we realized that while unconsciously, they were connected in some way. And there was this sort of undercurrent of hope through this whole record. And we couldn't find the right word or title for the record. You know, past records have come from lyrics from different songs. What We're Made Of was a song. Our first record, In My Bones, was a line that came from Maybe It's the Moonshine. We couldn't find the right word and the right title for this one, so we made up our own word. So Everbound for us was this word that really captured that sense of unbridled hope and wonder in the world and never losing that in everything you do. It's so easy in life to become jaded and negative, and Everbound for us was really that unrelenting pursuit of what fills your heart. We describe being in the band as building a tree fort the three of us are never going to finish.
Yeah.
And Everbound really plays into that.
Yeah, nice, nice. With that Everbound theme running through Never Run Out of Road too, right? That's kind of neat.
Yeah, yeah. There are pieces of that title in that song for sure too. But I think that's, if you can't find the right word, make up your own.
Why not? You're forgiven. You can do whatever you want. Let's talk about the video for Never Run Out of Road. Tell me about that.
Yeah, so we actually shot two videos over the course of 48 hours because we were obviously unsure of what was going to happen in BC with lockdown. So we shot both If She Only Knew and Never Run Out of Road in 48 hours, one day shoot and one night shoot. And this one I had been looking forward to. I'm not a massive sports fan, but I am an F1 maniac.
Oh, are you?
Absolutely. Yeah, I am. That's my sport. And yeah, it drives the guys crazy. I disappeared about 5 in the morning on the road to whatever hotel lobby I can get to watch an F1 race.
Yeah.
And now I'm slowly, thanks to the documentary on Netflix, getting them all hooked on it. So now there's just more of us in the lobby.
So who's your driver then? Who's
my driver? Yeah. Valtteri Bottas from Mercedes is my guy. And I'm a huge Sergio Perez fan as well. So when we had the opportunity to do this video and we knew it was going to involve racing of some kind, I was so excited. We got racing suits that we got to keep, and they gave us the keys to this go-kart track for 12 hours through the night, so like 6 at night till 6 in the morning, and I don't think I came out of the car. Even every time they say cut, I was just driving laps. So it was just an absolute blast to film this video, and it features some of the same actors as the If She Only Knew video, because they're both shot together, and just a really cool treatment and fun for this song, and kind of our love of racing and go-karting, but also video games from our childhood, too.
Nice. It's really cool. Can't wait for it. And we can't leave the interview without chatting about your fans, either. They are so strong behind you, aren't they?
Oh, man. They have fed our souls during this really tough time, and we tried to stay as close as we could. We've been doing this series called Live from the Mountain up at our place in the Monashies, and we've just been trying to, you know, play acoustically for people and stay connected in whatever way we can, because our fans just mean so much to us, and we cannot wait till the day we can be back on the road and have those big giant sing-alongs that we always have together.
You bet. Let's talk about Mother's Day. What do you have going on for that?
There's a really cool app out there called Cameo, where you can sort of have personal greetings done for you and your family. So whether it's your brother's birthday or your sister's graduation or Happy New Year's to all your friends, you can have some of your favorite bands give you those personal greetings. And we teamed up with Cameo for Mother's Day to raise some money for a charity that we're proud to be ambassadors for. So you can get a personalized greeting for Mom. Happy Mother's Day from the Washboard Union. And 100% of the proceeds go to support Not In My City, which is an organization that us and Paul Brandt heads up. We're proud to be ambassadors for it, but it's focused on ending human trafficking and child exploitation, and we're just so proud to support them in whatever way we can. It's been exciting to see so many people signing up already to get Mother's Day greetings for their moms from us. So you can hit the Cameo app, and you can order yours if you want to do that as well.
Awesome. What about your socials? How do we get a hold of you guys on social media? What's the best way?
All the really obvious places: Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, Twitter. Just the Washboard Union.
That's it, Chris. Thanks so much for the chat today. Good luck with everything going on with you, and we'll talk again for sure.
Oh, thanks so much, man.